could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jocelyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from Lost World Reptiles out of Tampa Bay, Florida is...
Gino Sassani.
Here to answer your... behavior questions and all on your pets, but we're also taking reptile questions. So if you have those snakes or lizards or something of that aspect, give us a call. Also, you can give us a call at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi, and happy birthday. And happy birthday, Gino, as well. And, by the way, the show is brought to you by VitaCraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with a special treat. And Lick and Lap is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack that I can guarantee your cats will fall in love with. You can find it at VitaCraft.us, at Walmart.com, or in pet stores. Don't forget Good Pets food, supplements, and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. You can enter the promo code PETS, P-E-T-S, in the promo box to get 10... with her from National Geographic about the great white sharks. You can watch us and listen on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. This is Talkin' Pets. Alana Carnarin is a passionate science communicator who works through various mediums, including as a PADI scuba diving instructor, PADI mermaid instructor trainer, ocean educated, and TV host. Basically, you could see her on Eastlink's Jump In, a Canadian TV show about women and diving, and the sharks of the North featured on National Geographic. Her love of the ocean... emphatically fuels her mission to bridge the gap between ocean literacy and the wider public. With a BSc in marine biology, Alana understands the importance of conservation and ocean stewardship. Whether leading workshops, teaching dive courses, developing educational content, managing citizen science projects, or collaborating with partners, she thrives on making ocean education accessible and relevant to all audiences to discover, appreciate, and protect the blue planet. This is Talkin' Pets, and I want to welcome onto the program Alana Carnarin. Hi, Alana. How you doing?
Hi. Good. Thank you. Thanks for having me today. I'm excited to be here.
Now, am I saying your name correctly? Because I don't always do that.
You're very close, Alana Carnarin.
Alana Carnarin. I guarantee I won't say it right next time.
Carnarin.
Carnarin. Thanks, Lexi. So I want to introduce you to Lexi, our producer here in the studio with us, and also Gino.
Hi.
And by the way, I want to, you know, why is it, right off the bat, I want to ask you, Alana, why are people so fascinated with sharks, but then also so scared of sharks?
Great question to start off with. People are fascinated by sharks, and they're scared of them as well because they're these big apex great predators. I think from a fear point of view, we see their teeth and we see how massive they are and how they're portrayed in media, And so we really do play into that fear-mongering. But then on the other flip side of that, we're fascinated by them because they're misunderstood and because they're these great apex predators.
I love sharks.
Yeah, me too.
I love sharks, too. I'm glad you do.
I love them.
Yeah,
Shark Week's one of my favorite weeks of the year. I always look forward to it.
Yeah, no, it's huge, too. And mm-hmm. National Geographic does an amazing amount on during Shark Week, basically. But your show, Alana, is called Sharks of the North, correct?
That's right.
And it's premiering. Can you tell us when it's premiering and where people can tune into it?
For sure. So it actually premieres tonight, July 12th at 10 Eastern or 9 Central on National Geographic. But it's available to stream already on Disney Plus and Hulu as of earlier this month.
Now, with all of National Geographic shows, I would imagine, like, even though they premiere, I mean, we're fortunate. Yours is premiering tonight right after our show. But there's some that premiered already, like Sharks Up Close. There's also another one called Jaws at 50. And all of those may have had premieres, but does Nat Geo replay them so people can tune into them again if they didn't DVR them or something?
Yeah, I believe they do. I'm not sure exactly how often, but the good thing is that it's available on Disney Plus and Hulu, so you can watch it whenever. And if there's any Canadian viewers, it's also available on CBC Gem and has aired earlier last year was when it premiered.
So National Geographic, actually representing the largest brand on social media with over 780 million followers and 1.1 billion impressions each month.
Wow.
That's quite impressive.
Wow. Yeah.
And then
that
also,
is impressive.
Yeah. Factual storytelling, and that's what they're known for. No fake news or anything out there, you might say. over 532 million people worldwide in 172 countries and 33 languages as a digital, social, print publisher across the global National Geographic channels. Also, National Geographic Channel with Nat Geo Wild, Nat Geo Mundo, National Geographic Documentary Films, that is, and direct-to-consumer platforms, like you're saying, Alana, Disney Plus and Hulu. So there's a lot of places where people can actually see all of these shows, and apparently, based on those facts, everybody, it seems like, in the world is always checking out National Geographic.
That's exciting. So there's no excuse, really, not to watch it.
100%. 100%. You know, and of course, we, all of us here, we live in Tampa Bay where we produce the program, but we're heard in 80 stations across the country on radio, and then we're also on social media as well, live streaming, and then, of course, podcasting and so on and so forth. So you've got a good reach going on for this show of yours, Sharks of the Month, that's for sure. And so people know on our homepage at talkinpets.com, I put a short, it's about a two-minute video of you with some of the sharks that you encounter, the great whites. And I have to tell you, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about with that two-minute piece, Alana, but when I see those sharks coming up for that bait that you have out there, I was a little taken back to the Spielberg movie, you know, Jaws. And I know when I was a kid and that movie came out, I was afraid to go in my swimming pool.
That's funny. My mom actually says the same thing. And she remembers watching Jaws as a young girl. And it really did influence her in that she was totally afraid of the ocean from a young age. And because she was so afraid, she made it a point to teach us how to swim at a young age and really get us to do experiences in the ocean so we didn't have the same fear out there.
So what got you involved with the point that you went into studying, well, sharks, but also great white sharks?
Mm-hmm. So for me, I actually grew up in the middle of Canada in a big city in Toronto. And so anytime I had the opportunity to go traveling with my family, and we went to see the ocean, it seemed like such a big deal, and I was just so captured by it from a young age. And then just recently this year, I went to the Philippines, which is where my mom's family and my family on my mom's side, I should say, is from, and I got to spend quite a bit of time in the hometown where my grandma grew up. It's a small island called Culion in Palawan. And so, yes, I grew up in a landlocked, not landlocked, we have the Great Lakes, but in the middle of Canada. But inherently, it's just in my blood to love the ocean. You know, the Philippines has 7,000 islands, and so it makes sense that the salt water just runs through my veins. And scuba diving.
Hold on to that thought. I'll pick up on scuba diving. We got to take a little break. We're going to come back with you. And if anybody has a question regarding Nat Geo and Alana Caravan, Alana Canarin. If you have questions for her, please give us a call at 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. But once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. We're speaking from National Geographic with Alana Canarin. Give us a call, 818-818-6401. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Gino Sassani.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Pick up the phone, give us a call. We're speaking with Alana Kanarin. She is the host of a show that's going to be on tonight, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on National Geographic. It's called Sharks of the North. We're talking with Alana and her experiences with sharks and all. And Alana, we were talking about how you got involved in it, and you were telling us about you started to scuba dive.
Yeah, exactly. So I was lucky enough to learn how to scuba dive when I was just 15 years old. And honestly, when I did learn, it was in a cold, dark quarry in Peterborough, Ontario. So it wasn't necessarily the nicest. I was young and I was a bit afraid of the cold. I wore a 14 mil wetsuit just on my chest, basically a double 7 mil wetsuit layered on top of each other to keep myself warm. And it was kind of scary and daunting at first. But then I took a family trip to Hawaii. And we dove on crystal clear, beautiful coral reefs for the first time. And I was just in love. I wanted to dive deeper. I wanted to learn more. And so I decided to study marine biology in university and wanted to take my diving even further. Became a scuba diving instructor, now a mermaid instructor trainer as well. So I'm just hooked. You know, they say once the ocean casts its spell on you, you're just hooked forever.
Have you ever been to Wikiwachi, Florida? We have the home of the mermaids. That's like where we have a whole bunch of mermaids in Wikiwachi. It's like a big thing. It's been since the 40s, I want to say.
Yeah. Long time.
Yeah, long time. I highly recommend it. If you're ever in the Tampa Bay area, I highly recommend going to Wikiwachi, Florida and seeing these mermaids.
It's definitely on my list. I would love to. I mean, I'm fairly new to the mermaid community, but that place sounds legendary and it's definitely on the list. Mm-hmm.
So how long can you hold your breath underwater, Alana?
My personal best was 3 minutes and 18 seconds.
Wow.
And like I said, I'm still new to freediving and new to mermaiding. So with practice and the proper breath-holding techniques, I think anyone can get over a minute and a half. And then with more and more practice, my goal, eventually, is 5 minutes.
Nice.
Wow. That's way to go on that one.
Yeah. I got about 30 seconds in me before I'm trying to get back to the surface.
Well, I used to smoke, so I quit in 1993, and I noticed I can hold my breath a lot longer than I used to be able to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, basically I recommend don't smoke, so you can become a merman or a mermaid.
Yeah.
So, you know, but you definitely... So what do you do? I got to ask you, I'm really curious, how do you train a mermaid?
It's based on freediving, so... The main difference between mermaiding and freediving is that you have one fin, a monofin, instead of usually for freediving, you have two. Mm-hmm. So you learn the breathing techniques of how to prepare for a freedive or a mermaid dive in this case, which is basically just relaxing your mind and your body to get ready to then hold your breath for however long and dive either deep or just stay underwater for a long time. We learn how to recover from that breath hold. So basically that's about just... again, relaxing and taking deep, full inhales to recover any of the oxygen that you would have lost, and then passive exhales to calm your body and calm your mind, and then you begin that relaxation process in preparation for your next dive. I also teach the swimming technique, so it's a dolphin kick. You kind of swim with almost like a snake. I always tell people if they can throw down on the dance floor, they can definitely do the right move to be a mermaid. And then you learn safety as well. Like I teach through PADI, which is also the service, the certifying agency for scuba diving. And so we focus a lot on the safety of mermaiding because in reality, you can just buy mermaid equipment and freediving equipment, even scuba diving equipment, without the proper training. But specifically for mermaids, you're basically swimming with your legs tied together, so it's quite important to be safe and know the proper swimming and safety techniques so that you have a good and fun mermaid experience rather than a scary mermaid experience.
Yeah, and the paddy stuff, you know, the real reliable and the legitimate divers, they do check you do need your paddy card to get, you know, your air tanks filled and all that kind of stuff. So exactly. There are people out there that do make sure, because you're right, it's no room for an amateur mm-hmm. down there.
You know, it's you could tell exactly. I never scuba dived, because when I did your bio on you, Alana, basically I said PADI, so I didn't know you guys call it paddy.
Paddy,
I've
yeah.
never scuba dived.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I lived in like Florida for now over 40 years, and I've never scuba dived out there, but I did see sharks on the beach.
Of course.
And when my sister was in the water, I lost my sister a couple of years ago to cancer, but when she was down here visiting the one time, we were out there in the water, and one shark just kept circling her, and she wasn't moving.
Wow.
She just stood there, but her voice was like, help.
Yeah. We get a lot of black tips down here close to
yeah,
shore.
Yeah, I see those.
I've seen a ton of them close to our shore.
So what do you think, Alana, in terms of like Steven Spielberg's movie Jaws, and then Jaws 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, well, how many there were, which were quite a bit. So what do you think about that movie, especially the first one? Do you think it did damage to people, or do you think it's like some people kind of look at it and go, it's a movie?
Mm-hmm. It definitely did damage. I mean, Steven Spielberg himself actually apologized on behalf of sharks for creating all of these misconceptions and fear around sharks. So it definitely did damage. You know, they say that all publicity is good publicity, but maybe not so much in the case of Jossam. I watched the film, and I think it's really well done, and it's really interesting. But we just have to remember that it's a film. It's not real. That shark itself didn't exist. And reality, sharks are more afraid of us. And if they see us in the water, half the time they see us, they actually just swim in the other direction, or they don't even care.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that? I mean, we always hear on the show, I've been hosting the show for 35 years, and I always, you know, keep up on the animal news and, you know, both pets and wildlife, the whole thing. And I always see, like, you see a stranded whale, you see stranded dolphins, you see sea lions because of, you know, climate change and the oceans are getting warmer. But I don't really hear much of anything about sharks being beached.
Oh, that's really interesting, because here in Nova Scotia, where I live and where the film was based, we're actually seeing an increase in beached great white sharks specifically. There was even a Mako a few weeks ago in Nova Scotia that washed up. And what's happening with these sharks is, well, we actually don't even know what's happening with the sharks, but many of them are washing up with brain swelling. So maybe there's this like funny neurotoxin or something that's happening to them. Some of the sharks are being entangled in fishing gear, and so that's really sad. I actually was part of a underwater necropsy of a great white shark 2 years ago, and that was such a wild experience. What happened there was that a local fisherman accidentally caught a great white shark, and he towed it over to his mooring line and dumped it there and didn't know what to do with it. So I was, at the time, the regional director of the Nova Scotia Underwater Council, and we were hosting a cleanup nearby on the wharf. And the fisherman came up to us and said, hey, listen, there's a great white shark over there. It's dead. And I'm like, excuse me? What did you just say? And he told me again, and my first instinct was, I need to put my scuba gear on, and I need to get in the water and see this shark. But
Hold on to that butt, Alana, because, Alana, what we're going to do is take another break. When we come back, we're going to come back with you on that story, because I'm really curious about that.
Yeah.
And, of course, I've got more questions. So don't go away. 818-818-6401. If you have questions, this is Talkin' Pets.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse, and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Swear by this heart, nothing is all that I have of life. All of my nothing I freely give, and I vow that as long as I live, you'll want for nothing with me. Maybe it's not hard to see. Offer no riches, no money or wealth. The only thing I have to give is myself. No one can take it, damage or steal. There's nothing that you'll ever have that's as real. You'll want for nothing with me. Maybe it's not hard to see. Somewhere a man might be waiting to offer you diamonds galore. Such are the chances you're taking. I think that nothing is more. I offer you nothing, hold out your hand. I'll place my nothing inside if I can. You hold it tightly, I'll hold it too. I'll share my nothing with you. You'll want for nothing with me. Maybe it's not hard to see. Somewhere a man might be waiting to offer you gold by the score. Such are the chances you're taking. I think that nothing is more. Once again, you hold it tightly, I'll hold it too, as I'll share my nothing with you.
And that was new music by Gino Sasani. You're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Trouble, blood is in the rocky waters. Hide away your sons and daughters, eat you alive. Levels, better put your head on swivels. Dancing with the berry devil, butter tonight. You think you're better than them, better than them. Waiting, you see, don't you
It's You Talking Pets. We want to talk with you if you have a question or a comment for Alana. We're speaking with her from National Geographic. The show is airing tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on National Geographic, and that is Sharks of the North. You can also check it out in stream on Disney Plus and Hulu. So, Alana, you were telling us about the shark that was beached, and basically you were going to get into the water. Can you finish up on that?
Yeah, for sure. So it wasn't beached, actually. It was still sunken in the water. So that's what was really unusual about this shark. Usually an animal, when it dies, will float, but this was an odd case that it was actually sunk in about 30 feet of water. So the fishers told us that there was a shark over there, and we were hosting a cleanup with the Nova Scotia Underwater Council, and so I didn't want to draw too much attention to this dead shark, because not only would it maybe make some people nervous about being in the water, but in Canada, these sharks are considered endangered under the SARA Act, and so it's actually illegal to touch, harass, tease any of these animals, and so I didn't want the wrong people to get to this great white shark first.
Right.
So the next day, I went diving with one of my dive buddies. As hard as it was to wait a day after knowing that there was a great white shark, just really like 30 feet offshore in 30 feet of water, so really accessible. But we went back the next day, and lo and behold, exactly where that fisher told us it was there. And we could see the white kind of underbelly triangular shape of its pectoral fins and its underside of its belly start glowing in the kind of greenish hue of the water. And we're like, oh, dang, there's the shark. We were really cautious at first, and we were swimming closer, and it was very obvious to us that it was dead, and so we kind of dropped our guards and got closer, took some videos and photos of it. And when we finished our dive, we called the local Marine Animal Response Society, and they are equipped to deal with animals that are beached or floating and dead. But what they didn't actually have was a dive team ready to go out in 30 feet of water to do anything with the specimen. And so they called upon myself, my dive buddy, and a few other local divers in the community to go back and do what I believe is the only ever underwater necropsy on a great white shark. So we took a biopsy of its fin to do some samples. We gutted it to see if there was any like rocks or something sunken in it that caused it to sink. Unfortunately, it's been known in some cases that fishers will purposefully shove rocks into a creature to make it sink and basically make it disappear. That wasn't the case here. And we did this necropsy on this creature. I don't quite have the results, but we do know that it was unfortunately caught up in a net by a fisherman.
So how do you tell the difference between a female great white versus a male?
So this is the case for all sharks, actually. Female white shark or female sharks will just have a nice clean underbelly, whereas male sharks will have two kind of long protrusions near the backside of its, or the underside and backside of its tail, and those would be its reproductive organs.
Oh,
they've got
two.
Snakes as well do that.
They're fortunate.
Snakes have two as well.
One gets tired, the other one kicks in.
exactly.
What about their teeth? I mean, do they ever, I hear that people find shark teeth and all. Do great whites lose their teeth, and do they get them back?
They do. So most sharks just have rows and rows of teeth ready to go. Some sharks have up to 300 of them just ready to go at any given time, kind of like a conveyor belt. If one gets a little bit dull or wiggly, no worries. It'll just fall out, and the next one in behind will push forward and be ready to do some chomping. And some sharks can even use multiple rows at the same time to bite.
So how long does a great white live?
Only about 30 years or so.
That's pretty good, though, 30 years. That's not bad. But now you hear the things, and I've heard it throughout my life, that sharks don't get cancer. Is that true, or is that a myth?
I don't actually know if that's true. That's a great question.
I'm pretty sure that's true. I think they're using shark DNA, or they're trying to. I think especially like in great...
Well, they have. They've been trying to figure out why sharks
don't get sick. Yeah.
But, you hear different stories from different news people and all.
You never know these days.
Yeah, but it could be something to do with their liver and the squalene. Like, I know one of the compounds that's found in their liver called squalene is used in as like an anti-inflammatory, can be used in vaccines and different medicines. So it probably has to do with that.
Also, too, you know, you hear a lot where there's poachers out there and they catch sharks, they cut their fins off, you know, for medicinal or for aphrodisiac kind of things.
Yeah.
But and then they throw the shark back into the ocean with no fins and everything. So do you see that the great whites are a target, or is it usually some of the other sharks that are, you know, approached by poachers?
Mm-hmm. Usually less so, because great white sharks are so big. It's quite difficult to catch them, but definitely some of the smaller species of sharks are targeted for their fins, especially.
And that's quite illegal worldwide, right? To do that.
It's actually not illegal.
It's not.
And it's not necessarily the like small island nations that are relying on sharks as food and using the whole body that's the problem. But unfortunately, things like bycatch and accidental captures of sharks are a way bigger problem than just targeting them for their meat and to eat them.
I mean, we always hear, and especially living by the ocean and all in the bay, basically, and we hear that there's sharks out there all the time around us while we're swimming. Do you have any recommendations for people listening on how to react if you see one or one bumps you, per se?
For sure. So anytime we're in the ocean, we are in shark territory. Like, we're going into their waters. It's not our waters, right? Mm-hmm. And so there is a chance that you'll have a shark interaction in any ocean that you're in. Mm-hmm. But it is very, very unlikely. There's things that you can do as precautions to avoid these negative interactions. Like, for example, here in Nova Scotia, we have a very big seal population. We actually have the biggest gray seal population in the world. And so one thing we can avoid doing is swimming in these seal colonies, especially during the months that we know sharks are here. As swimmers, as surfers, as like stand-up paddle boarders, we look a lot like these chubby, delicious seals. And so when there are negative interactions, it's a shark thinking that you're food. What happens most of the time is they take a bite and they're like, ew, I don't want to eat that.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, their bites are really powerful. They puncture holes in you. They might have, you know, a great white shark especially has a huge jaw full of so many teeth that curiosity bite could in turn be fatal. But of course, that interaction is very unlikely. As scuba divers, I don't worry too much about interactions with sharks because we actually seek out these interactions. We go diving around the world in search of sharks. You can experience diving with the three sharks that are considered to be more dangerous in some sense, like great white sharks, bull sharks, and tiger sharks. But as a scuba diver, every time I go diving here, I hope to see a great white shark. I'm still waiting for my scuba diving experience where I'm just at my local beach and a great white shark passes by. As a diver, we have bubbles, we have silver tanks, and so these sharks are actually more afraid of us. And it's very unlikely that we'll even see them because our visibility is not great, like 30 feet max. So I hope to see one while diving. But
well, where's the best place in the world for you to do that? If you wanted to do like you do, actually encounter a great white shark, where's the best place to dive?
Apparently Mexico is a good place for that. But honestly, Nova Scotia is becoming a pretty good hotspot for great white sharks. There has been a few divers that have seen them now, only a handful, and usually just a quick interaction, like they zoop by, they don't even really notice you.
Well, Alana Kanarin, I could talk to you all day.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is like amazing, and I love talking about sharks. I know Lexi does. It's one of her favorites.
My favorite week.
And but I want to thank you for coming on with this and onto the show for this hour. And again, you're going to be on Sharks of the North, premieres tonight, July 12th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on National Geographic, or you could check it out on Stream, Disney Plus, and Hulu.
That's what I'm going to do tonight.
Me too.
We're all going to be checking it out, that's for sure.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, Alana, thank you so much, and I hope that you'll stay in touch with us here, and every once in a while, you know, come back on.
Especially if you see
a great. Yeah, tell us if you finally see one.
Alana, thanks so much.
I will.
All right, take care.
Will. Thank you so much for having me. And sharks are friends. Just remember that. We love them and they need our help.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar has become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Sonoma County Vintners Association encourages you to open your favorite bottle of wine and share it with family and friends. Why not try more talking than texting, more social engagement and less social media? And let's spend time with real friends and not computer-generated ones. Wine is family, friends, and connections. Wine is us. Cheers to us. Brought to you by Sonoma County Vintners. Enjoy responsibly.
Lifeguards in Florida are trained to save lives, but they never expected to rescue a deer from the Atlantic Ocean. Last Sunday, lifeguards at Flagner Beach rescued a deer struggling in the surf amid rough ocean conditions and heavy rainfall. Senior lifeguard Chase Hunter paddled out to the deer with first-year lifeguard Leo Peters assisting in pushing the rescue board back to shore. Despite strong waves and nearby shark sightings, both the rescuers and the deer made it back safely. Officials have not determined how or why the deer ended up in the ocean. It remains unclear how far it had traveled. Senior lifeguard Chase Hunter paddled out and pulled the flailing deer onto his rescue board. First-year lifeguard Leo Peters swam alongside them, helping steady the board and push both rescuers and animal safely back to shore. "We have a job to do," Hunter said. "We save lives, whether it's a human life or, in this case, a deer." Peters, who had never seen or heard a deer in distress before, admitted the sounds caught him off guard. "They yell loud," he said. "When I got out there, I thought Chase was the one screaming." Once ashore, the effort didn't end. The exhausted lifeguards joined by Flagner Beach Fire Rescue worked together to get the deer across the busy A1A and back towards the nearby woods. "I was just holding on to the deer as hard as I could," Hunter recalled. "It's fighting. It's heavy. I'm tired. Everyone's tired. But in my mind, I was telling myself, we're getting this deer in one way or the other." Flagner Beach Fire Rescue Chief Stephen Cox said in his 15 years on the job, he's never heard of anything like it. "We're extremely proud of them, and not only for their concern for public safety, but for the environment as well," Cox said. Wildlife officials said that since the deer was able to walk, it was safe to release it back into the wild, where lifeguards hope it stays on land. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Listening to Talking Pets, and we want to talk with you. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
Gino Sassani.
I'm Lexi Adams.
So, you know, I got to say, as we close out this hour of the program, though, I was fascinated with Alana because of the fact of what she was talking about and some of the things that we talked about. I wish, you know, people would have called in and asked some of the questions that they were concerned about. That would have been nice, but you know, it's just like, I think we covered quite a bit on it, but I know when I was watching the video at TalkingPets.com on the homepage, I put it like a 2-minute video of her show, Sharks of the North, and they are scary. I mean,
of course they're
when
scary.
You look at them, they're frightening, but on the other hand, the thing that she said, and Lexi even said it too, that when a shark bites you, they usually let go and move on.
They don't like you.
Mainly because, it's human.
They don't like the taste.
And so thinking back, I don't know how far back I can go, but every time I've seen a story on a shark bite, the person didn't really lose a limb in most of the stories that I see,
I can
recall.
Well, your key word there, too, is shark bite. How many times have you ever heard they were eaten by a shark?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah.
They don't get et very much.
I mean, there was that girl, the one surfer girl. I can't remember her name. She was
I can't remember either. Soul Surfer is her movie, though.
Yeah, that's the movie. And she lost her arm. But I guess maybe depending on the way that it bit her.
Well, it depends on how big the bite is and where it gets it, right? It grabs right. your arm, you might lose your arm.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are instances where the animal might take a limb.
Yeah. But it's a single bite still, even if you lose the arm.
Usually, yeah.
It's not usually two bites.
So, but, I mean, great whites are fascinating. And the other place that I was going to mention, but we ran out of time there, was in Australia. Mm-hmm. The Great Barrier Reef. There's
yes.
tons of white sharks
oh,
there.
Yeah.
So that also is another place where, you know...
I thought that's what she would say when I asked her where the best
you know what?
Place to
I
see
too.
One is. I thought she'd say Australia. But...
I actually, this was years ago, I have snorkeled at the Great Barrier Reef, and
oh,
there were no
wow.
sharks. Mm. There weren't any. Like, and we got to go down in like a pod, and we got to snorkel all over, and it was like, it's a huge tourist attraction, so I'm
yeah.
not sure that... necessarily there. I don't know. I haven't been in years.
But I mean,
obviously.
Australia in general, you tend
oh,
to hear
yeah.
a lot about great whites. I was surprised you said Mexico.
I've been in the water, and like I said, I was in the water when my sister was here that time, and, you know, that shark was circling. It was probably, it definitely was, I'm 6'2",
mm-hmm.
and that shark was longer than me. So I'm not sure what kind of shark it was, but it didn't attack her,
right.
but it continually circled her
yeah.
Until I and another guy came over, and then it swam down, you know, down the beach side.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's, like she said, and like we said during the interview, there's sharks out there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, like, when you fly out of an area where there's ocean, if you look down out of your plane, sometimes
oh, yeah.
you'll see them.
You do, yeah.
Well, they live there, so I would expect them to be there all the time.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is that here we are... in their territory, like
it's,
she yeah. said.
It's human-infested water, not shark. You can't infest something that you live in.
Right.
It'd be like saying human-infested land.
No, yeah. 100%. You know, and that's what we do as humans. We mm-hmm. encroach on everybody else's territory, which is sad. And then we complain when something happens. So, you know, I think anytime that you're in an ocean or, you know, wherever you might be hiking or wherever you're at, you're always at risk of something.
Sure.
Snake bite, shark bite. Dog bite.
Dog bites, yeah.
You know, cat bite. You know, I mean, there could be anything. So, you know, you always want to think before you do, I think. And if you're that afraid of being in the oceans, then don't go in them.
And I think, you know, the fear, I think the fear might even attract them because I think they can sense that.
Probably. I mean, she said, and if you watch the two-minute video
yeah.
alone, just that TalkingPets.com, she talks about that, that they're aware of their surroundings
yeah.
and so on and so forth. So you might be right on that. That may play a part.
I think if you go in there and you're afraid, I think there's a better chance of you probably getting hit.
Yeah. Well, now you want to go swimming with someone who's afraid of sharks. So, hey, don't forget, spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population, and check out Sharks of the North with Alana Conaran, and she's hosting that. It premieres tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on National Geographic. I'm John Patch.
I'm Gino Sassani.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. And don't forget, you can also check it out on Disney Plus and Hulu. So please do that. But don't forget, you can always listen to us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio or at TalkinPets.com on Listen Live. And you can see the podcast and archives there as well. Thanks for joining us here on Talkin' Pets.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.